Welcome to Sundays. We're your hosts. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Steph. We're back.
We are back. I know. We're actually dropping two episodes this week.
Yes, because we missed last week. We've both been so busy, but we decided to hit you with a double whammy. And yeah, let's get into it.
One of them is about friendship breakups, and the other one is just random stuff that's been on our mind. So either way, if you're feeling like a deep conversation / tea or just want to giggle, you have two options to choose from.
Yes, we're covering all bases this week. And it's Easter Sunday, so happy Easter, everybody.
Oh yeah, happy Easter.
All right, so today we're going to dive into a few topics that have been at least all over my TikTok feed and social media feeds. Sarah says my feed is a little bit more lit than hers.
Oh my God, her TikTok feed is so funny. She always finds like the funniest topics, like the trending, like, you know, the drama, the tea, everything. My TikTok doesn't serve me any of that. So maybe I need to start watching those kinds of videos, and then it's going to populate on mine too. But
yeah, you got to get in the mix because it's hilarious. Trust me, like late at night, can't go to sleep. You'll be dying laughing. Sometimes I'm in my room just like crying laughing.
I love it. At like 3 a.m. crying laughing. Yes, Jason's looking terrible at you like, what is wrong with you?
What's going on?
I love it. Okay, we have some like random sorry, can't even talk today. We have some random things we want to talk about. Oh my God, Steph, kill me. I cannot.
It's okay, because Jason's being so noisy right now anyway.
Okay, then I'll wait till I start again. Tell me when he's done.
No, he's done.
So we have a bunch of topics to talk to you guys about. The first one is Instagram verification, which if you guys are influencers, I feel like this is a hot topic, especially in the influencer world right now, because Instagram has put up like verification for everybody. Like now with a valid ID, everybody can get verified. And there are definitely two sides to this, because some people are kind of like, you didn't earn the verification, why would you get verified? And some people are just like, I'm gonna get verified because Instagram is giving me the option to.
Right. And I think I'm kind of on the side, like I did it. I did it and I don't feel bad about it. You know, I did it.
Same. I did it too. I'm like, why would you not? Because
it's a business decision.
Exactly. Like reading about it and what the Instagram verification offers you, I don't know why you wouldn't do it. To be honest with you, and I was talking to another friend about this, is like, I think like, this is the best thing that has come from Instagram for creators in a really long time. And to sit there or hate or resist it, I mean, you can do whatever you want with your business. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's a business. Everybody is in it for themselves and everybody can make their own decisions. Like there shouldn't be like hate or animosity. Like, oh, now everybody's getting verified. Like, who cares? Do you? Like my business doesn't affect yours. Yours doesn't affect mine.
Yeah. And I honestly, I kind of like, I understand the other side of it where you had to earn it before. It was all about notability or notoriety and celebrity status and being well known and how many publications you were in. But at the same time, I think that whole mindset has kind of shifted in the approach that Instagram is taking. And so I don't know why I wouldn't take advantage of the opportunity. I think like people who are kind of like turning their nose up at it and thinking that some people are just doing it to like have clout.
Yeah.
I think they should really think about the fact that maybe there's more to it than that. I mean, because for me, like at my big age, I really don't care about the clout. I care about, is this a good business decision for myself and for my profile that I've built over the last several years? And I want to see what direction it takes me, because honestly, I feel like with Instagram, especially with this particular like platform, not so much like TikTok and the others, but like I feel like with Instagram, you really have to be willing to try the things that they roll out, because I feel like they really favor the accounts that kind of drink the Kool-Aid.
Absolutely, for lack of a better word.
Like even with the reels and what else? Subscriptions. Like every time they roll something out, like the people who play the game are usually the ones that are, you know,
rewarded.
And so for this, I kind of felt like I want to see what comes from it. I'm not worried about clout. I'm more so worried about making sure I'm doing what I need to do to stay in Instagram's good graces. And right. I get it. Like you pay $14.99 a month. Some people are like, I'll never give Instagram any money. And I get it. Like I totally get that. But at the same time, for me, I just think people should stop worrying so much about what other people are doing with their business, you know?
Absolutely. I'm not at a place in my life where I even remotely care about what anybody else is doing in their business. I'm already so busy. Like I'm busy with Canary Collective. I'm busy with the Sunday's Pod. We're in the midst of a renovation. Like I have so much happening in my life that I literally do not have time or like the brain power to give to what somebody else might be doing or how it makes me feel about what they're doing. You know what I mean? It's just like, it makes no sense to me to even worry about something like that.
Yeah.
And to create animosity or hate about like something that's so insignificant to them is, yeah. Honestly, I don't get it. Like for me, so I guess you like kind of explained why you chose to get verified. The reason I chose to get verified is because I didn't get verified for Sarah the Pafez, like, which is my account that I've built for a really long time. I chose to get verified for Canary Collective because one, Canary Collective is actually a name that a lot of businesses have used, but like they're not being used right now. Like people created accounts for Canary Collective a really long time ago. And, you know, it's just like one of them is a t-shirt company and like they haven't posted in like 3 years, like stuff like that. So like, because I really like the name and because I filed for a trademark for it, I wanted to just make sure that I secured the name, that it came up first in results if somebody searched for it, because also like Canary Collective was taken, so I had to put an underscore on the back, you know? And like also because Instagram says that if you choose to get Meta verified with that $15 a month, that they will make sure that your account gets seen. So why not take that if you can afford it and if you're willing to pay for it? And if Instagram is promising that with the money, then why not? Like, I don't understand what there is to lose. You know what I mean? For me, at least.
Yeah, no, I totally understand your decision. I think that was actually really smart on your part to do that for Canary Collective. And I think at the end of the day, I think people, at least for me, like it's an app on your phone.
Exactly.
It has like zero significance in your life outside of what you give it, you know?
Right.
Like if it has exactly. Like so much meaning in your life, then I, you know, whatever. I wish you well. But at the same time, like it's an app. Like in the grand scheme of our lives.
It's an app. Exactly. An app.
So if someone wants to do it, if someone doesn't want to do it, like.
Or if you want to be prideful about it and you're like, I didn't earn it. Good on you. You make your own decision. Like nobody's judging. We're not judging if you're not doing it or if you're doing it. Like it doesn't matter. We're taking the best decisions that we want for our businesses and our lives. Like, period.
Yeah. So that's our unpopular opinion on Meta Verified.
Basically. Okay, next. This is an interesting one because I guess this one was the one that my TikTok feed showed me. Is apparently the Kardashians are creating a super skinny trend where the Kardashians and their friends are all competing with each other of how skinny they can get. And like, they're just, you know, or not even, I think like there was like a Bella Hadid one, like everybody's looking like unnaturally skinny. Like Kim got super skinny. Like if you saw like the Marilyn Monroe season, which was last season when she like fits into the dress, like, I don't agree with the Met like giving Kim the dress to wear. Like, just leave it in the archives, okay? Like, Kim Kardashian doesn't need to get into everything. Sorry, but that's just my opinion. Because I think she ruined it. If like that, you know, I don't know if this is true, but that's as far as I know. Anyways, I still don't think like getting really skinny and like the photos Steph and I saw were just like, you know, just like really just like ribs and very, I don't know, it just looked unnaturally skinny.
For Kim Kardashian or
Kim Kardashian or Bella Hadid. Remember we saw that on TikTok?
Yeah.
And then it was just like, I don't know, like if you're really healthy and you're that skinny naturally, sure. But I don't think that if this is in fact happening and this is a trend on the rise, I definitely think somebody needs to stop this because it's not good for like people who are very impressionable and like really look up to these people who have so much influence.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think at the same time, I think there's got to be a little self-love and making sure you have the right people in your life to not allow those influences to negatively impact you. But at the same time, yeah, I think that like a super skinny trend, I mean, I won't be partaking in that.
I personally don't know and have never seen a woman in my lifetime who is that skinny. Have you?
Not a healthy
natural woman. A healthy, natural woman. Because, I mean, all the women I've seen, like, we're all beautiful. We all have our imperfections. Nobody is perfect. You know? And, like, I get it that, like, this is, like, their job and, like, they're models or they're just, like, superstars. So they have all the resources to look a certain way. But I personally, in real life, have never seen anybody who looks like that.
Naturally is what you mean.
Naturally, yes.
Yeah. I mean, I guess there's two sides to it. I think some people might be like, we shouldn't be body shaming either way, you know, large or small. But at the same time, I think there should be like a healthy approach to whatever you do. And who knows, it might have been healthy for them, but the resources that they have are not the same resources that you and I have to do it as probably in the healthiest way, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
That's probably the most important thing to keep in mind for like people who are seeing those TikToks and like how super skinny is trending. Like, we don't have the same resources, and not that that should even be something that we should be trying to attain, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, like I said, I think if you're healthy and you look like that, fine. But if this is a trend, like, we definitely need to be like, this shouldn't be a trend, basically.
Yeah, it shouldn't be like a spring fashion trend to be.
Yeah, like something to aspire to. Like,
right.
I feel like people who get that skinny and they're just trying to achieve that skinniness are just not innately happy. They're probably like really unhappy because like, what are they eating?
Right.
You know, if they're doing it in a very unnatural way.
Or like
eating disorders or whatever, you know. Yeah. We both love to eat.
Sorry. We're eaters. Jason literally just came home with two boxes of Pizza Hut pizza.
I love it.
So when we're done here, I'm gonna have a slice.
There you go.
Okay, so next is this whole like concept of the revenge dress. So we talked about a little bit of Scandoval on a previous episode. And most recently, what is her name? Ariana came out with her reunion dress. And it was this like smoking hot red dress, lots of cutouts. And she looked amazing. But everyone was kind of dubbing it as her revenge dress. And I started to see a lot of conversation about like, well, is it a revenge dress? Like, what are you avenging? You know, because like, if he cheated on you and obviously didn't want to be with you and you guys are no longer together, like, he knew what he had when he had you, like, he knew what he's leaving behind. So are you doing this for you, or are you wearing it to revenge against him? So I thought that raised like a pretty good question, like this whole concept of like a revenge dress, like who is it for? Who is it serving? You know?
I think it serves the person's ego a little bit because it's like, well, I still have it, you know, kind of situation.
Yeah. Like, I'm not missing you.
Life is good.
Okay. I could see that.
So you're doing, I personally think you do it for your own self-esteem because nobody's like requiring you to wear a revenge dress after a breakup. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then you do it for you.
I would hope that would be the mindset. Like, I would never want someone to wear a revenge dress trying to get a man's attention who didn't even want you in the first place.
Exactly. That's a really good point.
Yeah. Like, wear it for you and only you.
Yeah. So did she look good in this dress? I actually didn't see it.
She looks really good. Like, she's got little ab cutouts and everything. I was like, get a girl. Okay, girl. Snatched.
I love it. I love it. I love it when people get snatched healthily.
Yeah, she looked really good. She looks like happy, strong. She looked good.
Love it.
Yeah, but I was like, yeah, I mean, let's not call it a revenge dress. Let's just call it like, I'm back on the market. I'm bad.
Exactly. It needs to be I'm back on the market dress.
Yes.
We need to change the narrative.
Yeah.
Who's hiring us for pop culture trends?
It's not about him. It's about her.
Exactly. Okay, this topic has had me cackling since Steph told me about this. I can't even say it without laughing. It's the 50-50 man.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, explain to them what the 50-50 man is.
So. Okay, so from my understanding, from my limited TikTok scrolling understanding, the 50-50 man is like a man who expects a woman to work hard along with him while also, I guess, taking care of the household, like taking care of the kids, cooking, cleaning. Like, you want me to work and you want me to take care of the house? So I think from what I'm gathering, that's a 50-50 man, or also a man who's not bringing anything to the table and expecting a woman to carry the weight.
Oh no, that's not a 50-50 man.
Well, yeah, that's
like a zero.
That's 80-20. I don't know.
That's like a 0-100 man.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe the first explanation is a better explanation of the 50-50 man. But yeah, Shara7, I sent Sarah some of her TikToks. She is hilarious, by the way.
She's hilarious.
And she is not about the 50-50 man at all. But I was kind of worried. I was like watching her videos and like, she's going to get a lot of women caught up. She is going to have a lot of women going home, looking at their man sideways. Like, get your ass, get your lazy ass.
And do some dishes. I love it. No, when Stephanie told me about this, I was like, I don't know. I don't know if I want to be married to a 50-50 man. I could be married to a 60-40 or a 70-30 man. Where no. He's doing 70% of the work and I'm doing 30.
No, I think you're good. You worked good in corporate America for what?
A few 9 months.
9 months. You worked in corporate America for 9 months and you left. And you've been at home doing your business from home.
Yes. Yes. I know. Rami's definitely like a 70-30 man.
Yes.
Because I do expect him to do the dishes too.
Yeah. Well, Jason, he cooks, he cleans, he does
a lot. Rami doesn't cook. And Rami, can I tell you, has never once cleaned the bathroom in our entire marriage. So he hasn't cleaned the bathroom in 10 years. Okay.
Wow. Well, see, Jason, he's not a bathroom cleaner, but I will give it to him. He cleans a lot of other things. So I don't like really harp on it. But I'm like, so, okay, if I don't clean this bathroom, I guess it's not going to get cleaned. So
you know,
all this pee, all this, like, you can miss the seat.
Literally.
And you're going to make me.
Oh, my goodness. I know. And you have kids, too, so it's like a different ball game. But.
Oh, yeah. No, the boys have to clean their own bathroom. I'm not. They miss the seat way too much. For me to, you want me to bend over by that toilet seat? Absolutely. No. Not. My face will not be near that seat.
I totally get that.
But yeah, the 50-50 man like topic has been so interesting. I would just say, like, ladies, look at the big picture, like look at all the things. Don't try to just walk away from a situation because it's a TikTok trend.
No, literally. But okay, so how do we feel about the 50-50 man, though? Do you think a 50-50 man is fair? Or do you innately feel like it needs to be like a 60-40 or a 70-30 man where you're doing just a little bit less than the man? Because like, gosh, back in the day, it was always like, you know, like there were really defined roles in in terms of like the men were the breadwinners and the women were like homekeepers and childbearers and like taking care of the children and everything.
Yeah.
So
Jason and I have actually talked about this a lot because, you know, I really don't like cooking. I really, you know, I'll clean, but I don't love to clean. And so some of those like typical gender roles don't really apply in our home. So I would say we probably are a 50-50 relationship because we both work. We both take care of the kids and the family. But I mean, I think it just kind of thinks like, it kind of depends on like your situation in your home. I think if everybody's contributing and it works and you have a system that works, then I don't think there's any reason to like stir the pot. But if it's like absolutely. A situation where like you're working, he's working, but he's not contributing to anything else outside of working, like, and you have all these other responsibilities in the house, then I think like that should be maybe looked at. Maybe that's kind of like what's being referred to. Cause like, I can't go to work and do everything else for the kids and you just go to work and you come home and you're chilling on the couch.
Right. Right. Yeah. And that makes for a good teamwork as well, correct? Because like then you're like a unit, you're both working together, you're both have different responsibilities, but it's getting done. Like at the end of the day, everything is getting done. You're providing for your families. It's completely different. But like having a man now be like, oh, like before I get married, like, you know, you need to contribute 50% to like the finances of the household. I don't know if I would be comfortable with that, to be honest with you, if somebody's like saying that from the get-go.
Yeah, that's kind of strange.
I think like finances weirds me out. Everything else, I'm like, yes, we should just be a team. But like sometimes I feel like, I don't know.
The man should take care of it.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And I guess, like, I don't know. I mean,
unless that's like a prerequisite for getting married, I don't know if I'd get married to that man because I feel like that's like a lot to ask.
It is. Yeah. And I think also culturally, it just kind of depends on like where people are coming from. But I think in this day and age, I think a lot of, at least according to TikTok, you know, a lot of women are looking for the princess treatment.
I know. But it's also like funny because then you're like, okay, well, if somebody's providing 100%, like what are you actually
cooking? Like, you're cleaning, you're taking care of the kids.
I mean, staying at home with children is really difficult. It's definitely a full-time job.
It is. Like, yeah.
So totally, if you're not providing for the household and your husband is like the breadwinner, that works too. You know, of course you have to do like everyone is different. Everyone's marriage is different. Everybody's requirements are different. But like, I guess my question was like, how do people even come to that realization? Like, I don't know, when you and Jason got married, did you ever talk about this kind of stuff? Because Rami and I did not. We just kind of went with the flow and then came up with our own system.
No, we never talked about it, but we've always had joint finances. So, yeah, and exactly. Like we've always like taken care of just business and life together. So I think we've just always done things together. So it hasn't ever felt like one person was pulling more weight than the other. But I also know couples who do not share their finances. Like we have a couple friend who, like, you know, the man I think pays for most of the major expenses. They have all of their finances are separate. So like everything she makes is hers. Everything he makes is his. He takes care of the major bills. I think she takes care of a few like smaller bills. So I think like it just depends on what works for your household. But in terms of like investing and saving, I think we realized early on, or at least Jason did, and I kind of caught up, was that like our money is better together. And like, in terms of like investing, and it'll go further.
Absolutely.
It'll go further. So we've always like had it joint in that way. And so it never really felt 50-50 just because we've always, like, we got married young and we had kids young. So we've always had to kind of do things as a team.
Like improvise and like, yeah, go with the flow. I feel the same way.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I'd be curious. I'm like, I'm going to have to do more scrolling to see like, what does that look like for someone who is in, who is anti 50-50 man, but maybe still works. Like, what does that look like for you? I would be so interested to see. Or are these women only wanting someone who doesn't require them to work? You know?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of get that. But like for like looking into mine and Rami's marriage, I think for us, it's always been like he's been the one that's taking care of the major bills. Like his money is like all of our bill money and my money is like our investing money. And then also like our fund money. You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Yeah.
So that it, everybody has like their own system. But then I guess my other question was, if you do marry a 100 man who's like providing everything for you, like what are you willing to like take from that man? Like, for example, like that girl on TikTok, she was like, if a man is providing everything for you and spoiling you, you just like, and he's not like really good looking, you should just wear lenses that blur your vision and keep on going because he's spoiling you.
Well, then, then it's not about love. It's about money.
Yeah. And also here's another interesting point. I've been watching Love is Blind, which is like, I love that show. It's like a really interesting social experiment to me. And I kind of wanted to just like see like how people, you know, live without like, or how people get married without like seeing somebody. And I think like, it's very interesting where a lot of women do care about the way a man looks, you know what I mean? But then also there are women who don't care if the man is like rich and like spoiling them. So it's definitely like a very personal choice.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it just kind of depends. But honestly, like if you're a billionaire and you're ugly, like you're still a billionaire.
Yeah. Well, there you go. You're like, it's fine. I'll deal with it.
Whatever. Keep the checks flowing. Like,
right? Oh my God, like Dubai bling. Like girl got married to that billionaire who was like 30 years older than her.
Yeah.
And now her attitude is like, ugh, you want me to be impressed by this helicopter?
I know. I saw that. I was like, wow, okay.
I could not relate to that level of lifestyle at all.
No, can't relate. Can't relate at all. I'm still driving my same car that I've had for almost 10 years.
Yeah, but that's how you know that you're savvy with your money.
Oh, yeah. I know. Every time I talk about wanting a new one, Jason's like, we could be investing.
So. Exactly. Exactly.
Makes me sad, but at the same time, I'm just going to ride that one till the wheels fall off.
Yeah. The zero car payments is a game changer, though. Our car has been paid off for 2 years, and we only have one car, and I love it.
Oh, I know. I love not having a car payment.
Mm-hmm. It's the best.
Oh, so 50-50 men. 50-50 men. I think we're – and honestly, I will say – I'm going to just, like, add one update. I will say, like, we're kind of in a space now where Jason could provide for our whole family, but we had to build up to that. Like, we've been married for some time. It doesn't just happen out of the gate unless you come from money. So I think also like having realistic expectations, like sometimes you have to ride the waves of life and like kind of work and grind to get to a certain point and then enjoy the benefits.
Yeah, maybe it starts off 50-50 and then it becomes 100 and zero, but yeah.
Yeah, because it's kind of shifted a little bit more now that we're older and, you know, making more. But I think like, you know, you have to ride the wave. I think you shouldn't expect it right out the gate unless that's just what your standards are. And then if that's what it is, then, you know, go for it.
Yeah. But then again, it can't really be 100% because like if somebody's providing for the entire family, like you can't be expecting them to like come home and cook and clean and take care of the kids too. So it's never going to be 100% from one person.
Yeah.
But 50-50 man in terms of finances, I don't know. It depends.
I think it depends.
If somebody's saying that to me before we get married,
it's a no.
Yeah.
Because then you're adding stress to my life.
How do you feel about that?
If it's like before you get married and that's the expectation, then you're not the one for me.
Yeah. I 100% agree with that.
Yeah. So,
50-50 let us know your thoughts. Yeah. Let us know your thoughts. This is like a very interesting topic to me.
It really is. And you got to get on the 50-50 man TikTok feed. Okay. Sorry.
I really really need to. Everybody get on the 50-50 Men TikTok feed and let's talk about it.
Yes, it's hilarious.
Okay, and then our last thing is getting ready for the summer, because this is something that I've been like looking at lightly, is getting some clothes for the summer, because I feel like I don't have anything to wear.
Really? No.
I know. I think it's because everything is in boxes. I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to wear. But I do think like my style is like so evolved from even like 2 years ago. I just don't feel like I want anything trendy anymore.
Yeah.
Like I just don't. I want things that are like good staples that I can mix and match and own a few of, but have like high quality and just continue to rewear them. Like for me, that is like my ideal situation these days, at least.
Yeah, no, I get that. I like to have some fun pieces, especially like for vacation, brunches, and events. Yeah.
If you're like a themed, you know, if you're going on an island vacay, I totally get that.
Yeah.
But like every day, like I'm definitely gravitating more towards just like basics that I feel comfortable in, I feel like I look good in, that I can rewear over and over again.
Yeah, no, totally. So what are you shopping for?
I'm looking for linen sets, and I've been like doing that a lot in like Abercrombie. And then I'm also like really into dress pants. I don't know why, but I'm really into like a tailored pant with a t-shirt,
mm-hmm,
and like maybe a dad sandal look, you know?
Yeah.
Something like effortless and chic.
Yeah. I actually just picked up a pair from Amazon. I shared it on my Instagram and I really like them.
A tailored pant?
Yeah. They're like a tailored pant.
I'm gonna go check it out.
They're lightweight and they're not see-through, but they're not like super thick. So I like them a lot. So check those out. And they'd probably fit better on you than they do me, because they kind of come to my shin and I'm a little bit taller. So I think for you, it would be a true pant. So I'm going to probably try again for a longer style, but
yes,
I do like the one I have.
I'm definitely going to look at those, because I'm really, yeah, I'm wanting like pants. I feel like I want to look polished. Like even if I'm going to run errands and it's just literally putting on a nice pair of pants that are tailored, they don't have to be super expensive. Like Abercrombie has really good ones. I'm going to check out the one that you are recommending, and like a t-shirt. You know, and like even have my hair slicked back in a bun, like for me, that's like golden.
Yeah. No, totally. I think for me, I love matching sets. I feel like they just like help you look really elevated without trying that hard. So I love a matching set, whether it's a long sleeve, because I have a couple already that are long sleeve and long pants. There's a lightweight material, so it's still good for warmer weather. Mm-hmm. So like linen is also nice. I just love a matching set with really fun, like pretty classic gold jewelry.
Yes, then, I love that.
Yeah, I want another pair of sunglasses. We bought the Fendi pair when we were together when you were in Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been loving those. I really like them, but I want like maybe a white pair, because I had this like fabulous Gucci white sunglasses. And I just,
oh yeah, what happened to those?
Them. I cannot find them anywhere. I don't know.
I wonder if Zoe threw them in the trash.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised, but I hope not. But I really loved those and they are just gone. So I want a pair of like white sunglasses with gold detail. And then I've got to get a wig that's a bob. Like I want a really short, like,
oh my God,
bob style for summer.
I'm literally about to cut my hair next week. I'm so tired of it. I've realized I'm not like a long or medium haired person. I am most definitely a short-haired person, because I don't even know what to do with medium-sized hair. I'm like,
I'm gonna have to go look at your stories. I feel like your hair is already pretty short, though.
I mean, yeah, but I want it to be like a bob. Right now, it's like lower. It's just slightly lower than my collarbone, and I'm like, I don't want this. It's too much maintenance for me. I need it to be shorter.
I feel you.
Also, with the summer, I also think like short hair just overall looks really edgy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you won't be able to do your bun. Or maybe
no, then I'm not going to be able to do a bun. But as long as I can tie it back a little bit, I'm fine with that.
Okay. Well, that was today's episode, guys. I feel like we covered a lot.
We really did cover a lot. And then we have another episode for you guys. So if you're interested in listening to that, it's about friendship breakups. We're spilling some tea in that episode.
Yeah, hot tea.
Some really hot tea. So go watch that, listen to it. You can listen to it on Spotify, of course, or it's going to be on YouTube as well. let us know what you guys think.
Yeah. Thanks so much for listening, guys. And we will talk to you next Sunday.
Talk next Sunday. Bye.
Bye.